Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, I feel like I'm going to have some weird mouth sounds because I just ate all that chocolate.
Did you eat like a ton where like it's like still sticking to your mouth? Was it like a chocolate peanut butter situation?
Yeah, hang on. I got to take a drink of water.
Oh my God. We can't even get started.
Don't click. Don't type.
But I got a cat. I got a cat right next to me. She's got her hand on
me. No.
She's trying to knead my arm, my naked arm with her fucking claws. Beast. You beast.
Okay, and we want to say a huge thank you to our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, for continuing for some reason to donate to this very
they probably don't realize. They don't realize we're still donating to us.
Do you think they listen?
It's like an automatic, what do you call it?
Like auto pay.
It's auto pay, and they don't even pay attention. They're probably people who don't look at their bank statements from month
to
month.
They are beautiful philanthropists, and we can thank them not enough. And George Pfau sent us a beautiful donation that we have to say a huge thank you. If you want to send a donation, you can go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button.
That's so sweet.
Or you can donate your thoughts, questions, and comments.
Those are very valuable for us, too, just everyone.
You can send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can give us a call, 419-351-6606. Okay, Maysoon, what's going on? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We basically took most of August off, or all of August. Have we recorded since you got back
Pretty
from Portugal?
Much.
What's going on?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we did. I think our last episode was when we went to that frog. The apology
to
frogs.
Oh, no, that's right. You were so miserable. Poor Kate. Is it just that you don't like sound like music shows or sound shows, or you just that particular?
Well, I like music shows. Okay. I'll go see Alanis Morissette.
Oh, you want like a more traditional experience, like someone singing into a mic on a stage with a band.
I like something where it's not, okay, it's not just...
So you were not, you went to Mills for the grad program, and Mills is known.
In visual art, visual.
Mills is
eye.
Known for its like experimental sound, right? So
yeah,
you were,
music,
you didn't
yeah.
go to those shows. You're like, hell to the no, no, no.
You wouldn't catch me over there.
See, I love that shit.
Whatever hall that was, I was staying the fuck away from that building. Just kidding. There's so many great. I mean, it's not always like
it's okay.
one
you don't
sound
have to like everything.
10 minutes of silence. No, I do like some.
You don't have to like
music.
Anything.
Well, I do like some of it, and I won't let you say otherwise.
I like a lot of that shit. I really want to go. Have you heard of this place called The Audium?
Oh yeah, you were. I think you told
I've
me.
I've been
about
wanting
it.
To go there. I think Jimbo and I are finally going to go this. Well, I don't know. This year, next 3 months of this year. They have these, now they have a residency program where they have like three local musicians create work for the space, which is kind of a surround sound, sound space, which it just sounds fucking awesome. In my effort to try to go to new places and to support, going out to see the arts, I'm always trying to like find places that I haven't been to. I mean, there's a million places I haven't been to. In fact, I would like to give a quick shout out to a place I just went to for the first time in the 4 years that they've been open, which I'm ashamed to say.
Oh,
but
my. No, don't say it.
Also, you got to just sort of like say it anyhow. Part Two Gallery in Oakland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love them. I went there with friend of the show, Zoe Teleporis.
You were in Oakland and you didn't say anything to me?
Did I see you that day? What happened? No, I didn't see you that day. I'm sorry.
That's very fucked up of you.
I was getting lunch with friend of the show, Zoe. And then she was like, I'm going to go to this show. I was like, oh, great. I'll meet you there. So then we went to that show.
Oh, I remember. I did see you around then. So I take back all the bad thoughts I just had about you.
Don't have bad thoughts about me. Anyhow, that's a killer gallery. It's huge. They have great work.
It's so big.
People, if you haven't been before, I highly recommend it. I'm sure all of you have gone. I think it's probably just me who was the last person to like get on board here. Not that
so
I wasn't
was
on board. I just... Pickles, get the fucking... My cat is trying to eat the pencil.
You're just a real San Francisco snob.
But I don't...
That
no, no, no.
Come to the East Bay much.
I am a real San Francisco person. I'm not a snob. I think
snob.
The East Bay is great.
Snob.
I hate taking BART, and I don't really have access to a car that much. So it's those are my excuses. They're not great excuses. I know. But that's what it is.
San Francisco snob.
I went to the East Bay because I was fucking car sitting. Hey, San Franciscans, if you ever need a car sitter, let me know. I'm all about it. Okay?
No, I don't like it.
Okay, well, that's what I have to say about it. Give a shout out.
Okay, well, I also endorse Part 2 Gallery. They show a lot of artists that we like.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. The DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art or whatever, they're having an open call for North Bay artists.
Okay, that's us.
That includes artists in Sonoma, Napa, Marin, and Solano counties.
Oh, not Bay Area?
Well, that is the Bay Area. It's the North Bay, my love.
I know. Okay. I mean, like, fucking us.
Not the whole Bay Area, just the North Bay.
North Bay. All right. I always think of the word North Bay, but I guess not.
Yeah. So you can check out DeRosa Art. That's DIROSA Art.org. And the name of the show is True North.
Hmm.
And it's going to be up December 16th through January 15th. And the deadline to enter to submit your work is October 3rd. Now, Maysoon, are you aware that we're about to go into Mercury retrograde?
Oh, fucking hell. Okay, you said October 3rd, and I was like, it's already passed, but it hasn't, has it?
No, we're still in September.
Can we, before we talk about Mercury retrograde, can we discuss what the term True North means?
Oh my God, yeah?
Is it just the direction, or does it have other meanings?
Well, I think it's also like figurative.
So we have here, True North is a direction that points directly towards the geographic North Pole. So that's like the scientific definition of that. Then I have another thing here that says True North.
It's like your guiding light.
True North can also refer to the direction that leads to ultimate life and relationship, joy and fulfillment. That's maybe what you're referring to.
Yeah, there you go.
And now I'm like, how do you find True North? But it's like, you can't use a compass to find the guiding light.
You have to talk to your local clergyman.
Clergyman. How about a life coach? Clergymen. Can a life coach help you find your True North?
A life coach might be able to help you if they're a man.
Wait, why a man? What's going on here? You're so anti-patriarchy. I don't understand. Now I'm super confused about what's happening. Is this because Mercury's in retrograde? You're now backwards?
I'm just joshing around.
You're just joshing. Look at you using like a 90s term. How cute.
Okay, wait, great. What were we saying?
We were talking about
True whatever.
North
you can apply for that open call. That open call that we completely abandoned.
No, we didn't. You said it, and then I went on to talk about True North, which is amazing.
I hardly said a
show.
Word about it. And let me tell you, that Mercury retrograde is going to be September 9th to October 1st, but. Now I've been learning.
What does that mean? What should we or should not do? September 9th through October what?
October 1st.
Oh my God, that's so long. I can't handle it. I really can't handle anything more.
Listen here, Maysoon. The planet Mercury rules communication in all its forms, listening, writing, reading, speaking, and so on, as well as activities closely related to communication, like negotiations and contracts.
Oh, God.
It also rules travel, automobile, shipping, and the mail.
No. Why is
it so?
Okay,
so when Mercury is in retrograde, try to remain flexible, patient, and understanding. Allow extra time for travel and avoid signing on to any new contracts that you're unsure of.
Okay, so flexible.
Double check your email responses. Oh my God. If you're sending a text message, make sure you're sending it to the person you want to be sending it to.
I did that to you yesterday.
I do it all the time. It's horror. Okay.
Okay.
Check in with your reservations before you go on a trip.
Oh,
review
shit.
Projects and plans at these times, but wait until Mercury is direct again. Wait till it's out of retrograde.
How come it's always
in
retrograde?
Make any final decisions. You can't stop your life, but plan ahead, have backup plans, and be prepared for people's shorter fuses and miscommunication.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I feel like it's already started.
Ready. Get your ass ready.
Don't you think? I feel like it's already started.
Yeah, it has.
I just think, like, maybe does it have, like, a pre-retrograde moment where it's not fully in retrograde,
yes.
but it's, like, testing out the waters?
Yes. Yes.
Fucking hell. Mercury, why you gotta be doing this? Also, why does it always seem to be, what is its cycle? Because I feel like it's in retrograde a lot more than I used to think back in the day. It's, like, in retrograde multiple times a year.
Because the gays have more power in the media.
Say that again now. I didn't hear the whole phrase. Do you think I'm more conscious of it because, did you say that because the gays have more power in the media? Did you literally say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Sure.
Okay, but look here. We're also going to be having a full moon in Pisces on September 10th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what should I do about that? I mean, I always go for the full moon
walk. Stay away. Stay away from people who are Pisces.
Oh, is that what that means?
I heard a thing about this full moon that just said,
go ahead.
God have mercy on your soul if you have a Pisces person in your life.
What Pisces is? When is Pisces? Well, right now, I guess.
That is late February, early March.
Oh, it's just after Aquarius? Okay.
That's right. Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac.
Contains
pieces of each sign of the zodiac.
Oh.
Unlike Aries, your sign. I'm the baby sign. After Pisces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aries, which is complete, total, whole, self-reliant, and self-contained. Pisces is a fractured mirror reflecting the whole rest of the zodiac.
Oh my God. I don't think I know anyone who's a Pisces. Do we know any Pisces?
Katie. Research assistant Katie.
Oh no,
what
are you going to do? You can't avoid Katie.
I'm going to fucking put my helmet on.
You're just going to bring flowers home every day.
Keep my mouth shut.
Fuck. Okay, I'm not going to see Katie for a little while too, maybe.
Also, my moon is in Pisces, so I'm going to be a wreck.
You're
a
wreck.
Watch out. Don't, everybody, stay away from me.
Damn. Okay, so stay away from Pisces, basically, on the full moon specifically?
Well, but don't be mean about it.
No one's going to be mean. You're just going to be like,
sweet little fish
I'm busy this week. How about next week?
No,
can you do that?
No.
Should I reach out to a Pisces and just offer my condolences? Offer my sympathies?
Yeah. Okay. But don't do it in writing.
Oh, I shouldn't I can't text Katie and be like, hi, Katie,
actually,
I love
don't
you.
Communicate. Yeah, maybe just leave a nice present at, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what to do, people. Figure it out.
Is Katie there? Can we get like a quick before?
No, I'm at my studio.
Oh, shit. Okay, right. She's not with you at your studio.
And plus, my moon's in Pisces, so I can give a before and after. Okay, how am I doing today? I'm hot. It's too hot.
It is. But the studio probably stays cold, right? I mean, there's not a lot of sunlight getting in.
My studio in particular stays nicely cold.
Yeah. Like when I'm at work, that building is like a fucking cave. It's amazing. It's not air conditioned. Well, maybe it's actually air conditioned too. I really have no idea. But the stone keeps the building really cool, which is great.
Okay, Maysoon, it's time for our new segment.
No, I have one more astrological thing to discuss.
Oh, fine. Okay, what?
So the other. Wait, why are you so like that?
Because I was really ready for our new segment.
Wait, I need to discuss things too. You can't just control everything. Come on. Okay, remember the other day I needed some advice about Aries and Cancer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I looked up that whole
You sent me like a fucking thing. A whole thing.
I sent you a document.
It was amazing. And it was really helpful for me because it was kind of like, listen, you both really have a lot of love for each other, but you can also be incredibly volatile. And I was like, true and true.
Man, that was one of the worst pairings I've seen.
Really? Fucking hell.
Yeah. Usually it's like, you'll fall deeply in love and fuck every day and have a great time.
And this is like, good luck.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's my mom is a Cancer, and we're just having a rough time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you guys have so many issues.
Yeah. I feel like she probably wouldn't respond to all this, but I feel like I need like an astrology whisperer for the two of us. Do they have those?
Yeah.
Someone who can say, okay, based on your two signs, this is what you should do with each other, and this is what you absolutely should avoid at all times.
Get your mom on CoStar, dude.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I'll put her on. I don't know what time she was born.
CoStar, the app, which we're sponsored by.
We ought to be. God damn it.
Use promo code congratulations Pisces.
No.
To get 40% off of the free app CoStar. Okay. Okay, so what's the deal, Maysoon? Did you read through all this? I sent you the Astro Poets Cancer and Aries thing.
You did. It's like, literally the person's like, I normally don't start off so potentially doom and gloom. It's like,
exactly,
oh my
they really
God.
Don't.
But Aries and Cancer moves me too. There's something dangerous about the match of Aries and Cancer that may not be in other matches. It's why they can work out so beautifully and give each other exactly what the other needs. And also why their relationship can fall apart so miserably and quickly. This is 100%.
God.
It's so intense. This danger gives the match real fire and passion. Also, of course, what might cause its complete downfall.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like, this is how I feel about my relationship with my mother. It's so, like, fucking highs and lows. It's just extreme, like, we're laughing, we're having a great time, to extreme, like, just horribleness. It's so crazy. I need advice, though. I mean, I need, like,
okay, do you relate to this part, Maysoon?
Yes.
That when these two signs come together, Aries may feel immediately that Cancer is a bit too much.
Yes.
Too emotional, yes. Too aggressive.
Yes. It's interesting, yes, that you can be both emotional and aggressive. Like, that was, I remember reading that, and I was like, oh, I don't think of those things existing together, but that is 100% true.
Wow.
Super emotional and like, aggressive about, like, you not understanding their emotional needs. You know what I mean? Like, just fucking hard. Like, whoa. Go ahead.
Okay. But then the Cancer will appreciate Aries' bold, talkative zest,
mm-hmm,
and their enthusiasm for life.
See, yeah, I mean, probably, but I don't even think I'm able to, like, express that side of me sometimes, you know, because it's so stressful.
Okay, but here's the problem, I think, Maysoon, mm-hmm, that Cancer will feel a sexual attraction to Aries that is off the charts.
Well,
do you think that's what's going on?
Here? Stop it! Yucko. No, come on now. Definitely not. That's disgusting. Take that out. Okay. Take that out. I know these things are always trying to talk about, like, a love match, but it's like, not always about a love match. Sometimes you just have really close people in your life that you're also trying to figure out your relationship with.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, like,
that's,
what if it's sure, your best friend or your, yeah, like, we all have very business close friends partner, that we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Anyhow.
Okay, but Maysoon.
I don't think I can send this to her, but I was, like, contemplating.
Ooh, maybe I definitely should send that, don't to her, be sending it. No, no.
Well, it's not. We're not in retrograde yet. You think it's still a bad idea?
No, Maysoon, no. Don't wait until it's all over. Wait until, like, the end of October.
Okay. Right, because we're in pre-retrograde, which is still trying to fuck up everything.
Yeah, they call it the shadow.
Mm. Is that a real thing? Really?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, yeah,
today, yeah. I might actually go to Scarlet Sage and just get some, like, nice oils and incense or something.
Yes.
In preparation for this fucking retrograde. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Okay, great. What's your
get everything ready.
Can we talk about your favorite essential oil scents? Or Katie's. Tell me Katie's. Maybe I'll send her a little gift of essential oils.
Katie loves rosemary.
Oh, scent. Nice. Very invigorating.
Yeah. I love that one too. Lavender.
Oh, lavender, you know, of course. Lavender's calming.
The basics.
It's good for us neurotic, anxiety ridden people.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
okay,
enough with, like, astrology corner.
Yeah. Well, that's very relevant. But I have to segue into our new segment.
Yeah, okay, great.
Okay, ready. Wait, am I for recording? This
one? Hold on, let me just double check. Yes, I am.
Oh, thank my God. If you're not, I quit.
It's always so depressing when one of us finds out we're not recording. We just want to cry.
It is. It's true, but it's always better when we do it again, but still. Let's okay, here's the deal, Maysoon.
Yes.
We got to figure out what's going on with this disgruntled listener that signed us up for all this different spam. We're getting so much spam. Okay, but anyhow, Maysoon, here's the deal. Ready for our new segment?
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Okay, and this segment is called Art Supply Appreciation Corner. Okay, oh, cool. Play the song.
Okay.
Okay, Maysoon, this week's art supply that we are going to appreciate is Mr. Sketch scented markers, and in particular, the red cherry scented marker.
Okay.
It smells so fucking good.
It sounds like you probably have one in your possession right now.
I do. I'm smelling it right now.
I don't have.
It's old, though, and it's gotten all crusty.
I don't have a single scented marker in my home, and it's making, just you even mentioning it, is like, oh, man. I need to go get some scented markers.
Get some today. And you can use promo code congratulations pine smell.
At which
to get 40% off.
At Bed Bath & Beyond? No.
That's right.
Can you use scented markers as aromatherapy if you can't get a hold of essential oils?
Yeah, you should for sure. And I gotta say, cherry, probably the best. I also like the cinnamon. I also like whatever blue was.
I thought probably used to like purple, too. And I actually like black. I like licorice, watermelon. Too.
Oh, licorice, yes.
I was kind of a fan
of
all.
So we want
to
say a huge thank you to Mr. Sketch. And we also, I want to say, though, that if you're going to use a marker to make a protest sign, don't use these. Because if you're, like, you know, holding that sign up against your arm and you got your bare skin out, you're going to end up with your sign imprinted on your
especially
arm.
Especially if it's hot outside and you're sweating. That's going to be a really
yeah,
a much easier imprint.
They are going to run. They are not like a Sharpie that just stays where it's
Do you remember that when you were like going to clubs and stuff and they'd stamp your hand and you'd lick it and stamp your friend's hand?
Yeah, I didn't do that, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We used to do that.
Because I didn't go to clubs and I didn't have friends.
Get out of here. I love that. Scented marker shout out. I'm all for it. I'm going to go buy some this week. Done.
Okay, great. And if anybody else has experiences with that or wants to suggest an art supply to appreciate, go ahead, send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
I did want to ask, just because you mentioned the protest signs, what do you recommend? Because I feel like a regular Sharpie is like you're just going to be coloring in the letters like forever and need like at least 10 Sharpies. So is there like an ideal like marker that's like pretty wet? Like it has a lot of ink. It's ready to make a really big fucking sign. You know what I mean?
Well, they got those big, giant, fatty Sharpies and like a big, giganto permanent marker.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if you got enough time ahead of time, just use paint.
Yeah. Get yourself a paintbrush and just some.
But what I would really
paint,
say
right?
is instead of protesting, just go ahead and whoever is in charge of the thing you're trying to stop.
I do not endorse that statement.
I do.
Kate!
It's time for
We're professionals in the world. We can't be talking like that.
I'm sorry, but is the only way at this point.
I'm not.
Or just like also, you know, hell, whatever. You can protest too.
You can
do what you
make a
do.
Protest sign and
do all the stuff
protests,
you need. Do it all.
And you
do
can
it all.
Donate money to groups that are important
get water,
to you. That
get
are,
cold water to people. It's hot.
Yep. You can or send water to places where their water is fucked up. Their water pipes are killing them.
Well, people need water right here in the BA.
Yeah.
Okay, Mason, here's the deal. Gearbox Gallery has a new show up called In My Backyard.
Okay.
And they are over there at 770 West Grand Avenue over here in Oakland, not too far from Kilovolt Coffee. Use promo code CongratulationsPineCoffee to get 40% off. They have impossible sausage breakfast sandwiches that I highly recommend.
Oh, God. I'm still getting used to the impossible. I know it's been happening for years, but when someone says impossible, I think of the actual word impossible.
Okay.
It's confusing to me.
What does that bring up for you?
What did you call it? Impossible burger? Impossible sausage? Breakfast sausage?
That's correct.
When you said impossible sausage, I was like, what? What's so, like, my mind was like, it's so impossibly delicious is where I went.
That's how I feel about
and
it.
And I wanted to know, like, well, how do they make it? What's in there? What spices are they using? Wow.
Literally. You know? Who knows?
Who knows?
I think mushroom snouts.
Mushroom stems. Let's say them.
Mushroom snouts. Hey, Libby Black has a show that's about to open up on September 10th.
Oh my God. I thought literally thought you meant Libby Schaff when you said that. That's terrible.
Fuck no.
Sorry, Libby Black.
That's
yeah,
one
I know
of the people
you're
nothing
we need
like to
ay, ay, ay. Yep.
I'm going to be bleeping a lot.
No, it's okay. It's
okay,
funny.
Here's the deal. Libby Black, The Way Things Also Are, with work by Miriam Safanasab, AJ Serrano, and Nicole Schaefer. Very cool. And that opens Saturday, September 10th from 12 to 6, and it's going to be up until October 8th, and it's going to be over there at 500 Cap Street, dude.
Oh, sweet. How do you, I'm not on their
email list.
Can we
go to that?
Yeah,
can we go to that?
Yeah, okay. I'm up for it.
Okay, good.
I'm free all month.
There is another show opening up at Southern Exposure on that same day, which is just a short
That's great.
Jaunt.
It's perfect. We should just
down the way.
Hopefully there's other openings. Let's go to a whole opening row.
I'm going to another show in Sacramento. Know that Toria Cummings has up, but I'm gonna hopefully be back to see all this stuff.
Wait, the same
if we
day?
Can make it.
Shit.
Same day.
How are you getting to Trey? Can I come with?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so also on September 10th, right there in the same neighborhood, is Dewdrops in the Garden, curated by A. Preston Mint, with Ash Arter, Mark McKnight, Daniel Arthur Mendoza, Manal Cara, Crystal Cortez, and Livian Yin. Okay, and that there's going to be an opening reception September 10th from 5 to 7. And then the show will be up also until October 8th. Southern Exposure is thrilled to present Dewdrops in the Garden, curated by A. Preston Min, a member of SOEX's Curatorial Council. Dewdrops in the Garden explores ways in which marginalized people perform and embody joy, kinship, and eroticism.
Hey!
Favorite. Cool. That's your favorite, Maysoon. In a space called nature. Are you more open now? Because remember, this year, now I had my birthday on the 31st, and my goal for this year of my life was to get you to become more sex positive.
I'm sex positive. I'm just a prude. Wait, you mean for me?
Isn't that opposite?
For me, myself? For myself? I'm all for people doing what they want to do.
I'm just like, if we're going to go to some performance or something and people are going to be like fisting each other.
I can't.
See?
I don't think I can do that.
That's my goal. Okay, so this is our starting point, listeners. This is our starting
fisting,
point.
Fisting? So can't we just start with like just some kissing or something?
So this is the starting point,
like
where if I even
just
mention
touching
fisting,
elbows or something.
If I even mention fisting, Maysoon starts to just invert.
I mean, the area is just a sensitive area. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to see it.
Well, Maysoon, no, I'm not saying that anyone's going to try to fist you.
I know, but why do I, you know, do I want to watch it? I don't think so.
Anyhow, this show, Dewdrops in the Garden.
You got to take that out. The whole part about me.
Their subject matter. Nobody was trying to talk about your.
Can you take it out, though? You can't put that in the podcast. I'm uncomfortable.
Maybe I'll do some selective beeps.
No, just beep it all.
No.
Come on. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Maysoon, this is our bread and butter.
Listen, but
I'm. Their subject matter.
I don't want to be. Everyone's going to be like, I'm going to have a situation where someone comes up to me and is like, I really like that conversation about your again. I'm like, great. I can't. I'm a public figure. You have to take that out.
Okay, through subject matter ranging from foraging to fetish culture, the artists in Dewdrops offer playful ecological perspectives that defy narratives of victimization and despair in the wake of colonialism and environmental apartheid.
Wow.
Dewdrops in the Garden captures an optimistic yet fraught pastoral consciousness in which Black, brown, and queer bodies claim access to the outdoors and the pleasures unlocked there. This show sounds great.
I can't wait. I also love that.
And
know
a
any
reminder, wear your mask inside the gallery.
Good.
And everywhere else.
There's Wattis has an interesting thing going on. I don't know if you've read about it. It's called Drum Listens to Heart, and it's an exhibition in three parts. Uh-huh. Have you read about this? It's kind of a weird thing.
No, tell me. Tell it to me.
So part one already opened. It's from September 1st to October 15th. So we should go see it so that we can later talk about all three parts and what we think about it all. Let's see. You know how Wattis is. Their writing is more poetic than informational in some ways. You know what I mean. Okay, here we go. It literally starts with, let's begin with the drum, but move away from it bit by bit until all that is left is the feeling of its presence in the room. Okay, so that's how it...
Oh, God, here we fucking go.
Okay. Drum listens to heart, weaves different forms of percussion together, physical and socio-political, literal and metaphorical, and juxtaposes instances of impact and vibration with forms of control, emancipation, and community building. It offers a framework and a vocabulary that binds art and politics to each other in percussive ways. So I still don't really know what that means, but I'm intrigued is what I can say.
Here's what it means, Maysoon. Here's what it means. Ready?
Yeah, tell me.
Brup.
Bup, bup.
Brup.
Bup, bup.
100% that's going to be part of it.
I don't think it's going to be a sound show, though. maybe.
Yeah, I think they've gone too far away from the drum to hear
these
it.
These three sections form the exhibition's polyrhythm, its pattern of beats and breaks, its moments of intensity and moments of rest, its music. Visitors only ever encounter a fragment of the exhibition as its layers build up gradually over time. Like a heartbeat, the exhibition stays alive by always staying in motion. It's interesting. I mean, just, I don't know what it means. I'm intrigued. I need to go see it. So, and it's, you know, are you interested? Or are you like,
oh, yeah,
or are
you I'll like, see you. Maysoon, fuck yeah.
You go do reconnaissance and let us know.
I feel like the Wattis, I'm rarely disappointed by the Wattis.
Me too. Me too. The last photo show I wasn't that
although,
excited about.
Although, I don't know, that's kind of a bold statement to make. But it's free. I don't know. It's always worth the price of submission.
I also want to give a
admission. It's always worth the price of submission. I love submitting myself.
I think that's a good prostrating that's myself. Kind of a good phrase. I'm into that. The price of submission. Good meat. Yeah. It's interesting. I also
I
wanted to give
I feel like I said that and I gave myself the ick.
You gave yourself the ick?
Yeah, now I double icked myself because I hate saying things that are like internet sayings. I hate saying them out loud.
Wait, that are internet sayings? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Saying giving the ick. Giving the ick is like a thing on the internet.
Oh, the internet. A place I haven't been.
The internet, Maysoon. The wild, wild web.
I wanted to give a quick, a hearty, loving and hearty farewell to Kaloeka Projects. They are definitely.
Didn't they close like a year ago?
Well, yeah, but I guess I didn't really realize that they officially closed. I thought they kind of closed down like a lot of small places did because of the pandemic, and then, you know, that eventually they would come back. But I did get confirmation that they were done after, I think, 3 years.
Yeah.
Which I'm sad to hear.
Great place.
Because I thought they did really interesting programming. But
I just broke my headphone.
Oh. So thank you for thank you for all your work, Kaloeka.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything. Marcella.
And bless you.
And Charlie. Mm-hmm. I want to give, this week I was on like a comedy binge. I watched multiple stand-up specials and I watched multiple comedy TV series. And I want to give a quick shout out to the television series called Mo. And this is with Mo Ammer, who is a Palestinian-American comedian based in Houston, Texas. And the show is fucking amazing. It's on Netflix. It's probably got like eight shows, eight episodes. And it, let me see here. Mo Najjar straddles the line between two cultures, three languages, and a ton of foolishness as a Palestinian refugee constantly living one step away from asylum on the path to U.S. citizenship. So it's just about this guy's sort of like, I mean, kind of hysterical, like, hysterical sort of pathway to citizenship. And I mean, he doesn't actually get there in the end, but it's just really good. And he's really funny. He has got a special from, I think, 2018. That's so pre-pandemic. That's really funny. And then there's another one that's post-pandemic. That's, I had a hard time watching. So I'm going to take a break from it and go back to it. Anyhow, highly recommend it. Have you heard of him before, Kate? You're into the comedy world.
Yeah, but I haven't seen a lot of his comedy.
You don't like
him. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to check this out.
You should check out the show. I mean, I never know. I usually assume that people won't like the shows I listen to or watch, so that's totally fine. But I have turned on a few people who really are into comedy, who really like it. So I'm like, oh, maybe this is a good one. I mean, I think it's a good one, but...
Well, I love that.
And then I also recently watched Sam Jay's stand-up special on, I think it was on Netflix, and that was also really funny, I thought. I mean, I think there's some stuff that's like potentially problematic, and I always don't know what to do with that, but...
We're going to have to come back. I'm going to have to review these, and we can come back to them, and I'll give the final word.
You'll give the final word. I think you'll agree.
Okay, Maysoon, we got to get into the real meat of the... We got to get to
the
fucking
meat, dude.
We got to get to the meat. That was the mashed potatoes.
This is the meat.
Ready for the meat?
I guess so. If you really got some meat. I thought you were a vegetarian, yeah?
Yeah, here comes the meat. Here comes the meat substitute. This is the field roast celebration loaf. Oh,
okay. Gross. Sorry, just not interested in like a loaf. A loaf just sounds kind of disgusting to me in general.
No, loaves are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. There was an article in the New York Times.
You got to be sending me these articles in advance of the show. Otherwise, I don't... like not having an opinion.
Yeah, I didn't read it either. You know I can't read shit in the New York Times. I don't have a subscription that little window pops up. I don't have the patience to fucking pirate it.
Okay.
But look here. Here was the basic idea of the fucking assholes in New York sending their little missives to us here in the West. Okay.
Yeah.
They basically said that San Francisco's art scene is dead.
What? Fuck that. That's ridiculous.
And what they pointed to was Gagosian. Remember there was that Gagosian, I guess, gallery over by SF MoMA?
Yeah.
Which closed in late 2020. And then also Palo Alto had a Pace gallery.
Yep.
That also closed. And then apparently both of those are reopening in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So basically, the New York Times was like, look at that. And so just so you know, San Francisco, you're dead. Mm-hmm. D-O-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And so go ahead and speak on it.
The New York Times can literally kiss my ass. Also, I just feel like this constant comparison of New Yorkers, like New York and their experience and how it should be the same experience on the West Coast, fucking pisses me off. Maybe New York big-ass commercial galleries aren't meant for the West Coast or for San Francisco or the Bay Area. Maybe we have our own fucking thing going on here and we're actually okay with it.
Okay, Mason, I hate to say it, but do we?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a gallery owner. I just can't stand New Yorkers or the New Yorker, like, passing judgment on the Bay Area, because I feel like they...
The New York Times. Let's not bring the New Yorker.
Oh, sorry. New Yorker. The New York Times. It just makes me cringe.
Mason, take the New Yorker magazine's motherfucking name out of your motherfucking mouth.
What? Well, that's because I think of New Yorkers. All, like, people... New... whatever. Sorry. This is a subject matter that annoys
kidding.
Me.
I'm kidding. Okay, well, the San Francisco Standard had an article.
Have you noticed that all of our radio is, like... Is New York radio now? Like, we literally, everyone's like, we only want to listen to like the Ted Radio Hour or the New York Radio Hour. Like, it's just, it makes me insane.
The Ted Radio Hour sucks ass. Okay, but Mason, first off, we got to not be listening to KQED. Sorry to KQED. We've had a very on again, off again relationship with KQED with feuds and fights.
But they used to have more interesting programming, like radio shows. They've just, everything is so fucking, everything's become so flattened.
We still have Forum with Mina Kim.
Forum. Forum sucks.
Ugh, Mina Kim.
I like Mina Kim, but Forum fucking sucks.
We have to say yes to Sarah Hotchkiss.
Well, yeah, but that's the only one.
And many of the writers there. Okay, sure enough. But what I was going to say is don't be listening to KQED. Listen to KPFA.
I don't know. I'm just done on radio. Listen to radio all the fucking time, and now I can't stand
it. Okay, Mason, don't go into the pit. You're going into the pit of despair.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do you want to go when you tell me the New York Times is like talking shit like that? Ugh, I can't stand it. Where am I supposed to go? Oh, yeah, they're right. We suck. Congratulations, okay, you got it right. What am I supposed to say to that? Literally.
Okay, but Mason, the San Francisco Standard had kind of a response article where they did talk to some local gallerists, including Pamela Hornick. Do you know this, Pamela Hornick?
No.
Oh, no, she's a gallerist.
Okay.
And she spends part of the year in Manhattan. And she said the presence of Gagosian and Pace neither makes nor breaks the San Francisco art scene. I don't think either one was ever at the center of it. And they also talked to... They also talked to Jessica Silverman.
Mm-hmm. What did she say?
I don't know. She just said that, like, San Francisco isn't Silicon Valley. And that's kind of that. Maybe that's some of the confusion for the New York gallerists. Hmm. They think all the rich Silicon Valley people are chilling in San Francisco, coming to buy their, like, blue chip brand name art. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and pop off at the New York Times. Oh, well, first and foremost.
God. It's really, really hot.
Yeah, maybe it's too
You're
hot
like,
to come
I'm coming
in, hot.
In boiling.
We actually have to play it cool. Okay, cool. Okay, well, I don't know. They just talked to a bunch of fucking collectors and gallerists and shit.
Just fuck them. I'm just over it.
That's the thing. It's like you want somebody cool to come and tell them that they suck.
Yeah.
Not other people who also suck.
Well, who do we need then? Okay. Who do we need to, like, go off on them?
You and me.
Oh, I already went off.
Okay, well, maybe
the truth of the matter is that I know that the Bay Area.
No, wait, Mason. Okay. This is ready to go even deeper into the pit.
Okay, fine.
Okay, they talk to this guy named Tad Freese, who's a collector and a trustee of the San Jose Museum of Art.
Great. Good job, Tad. Okay.
And apparently he spoke with Times reporters but was not quoted in the in the article.
Okay.
In the New York Times article.
Okay.
And he really disputes the article's premise, but this is what he said. Ready?
Yes, tell me.
There's a big difference between two galleries closing and the vibrancy of a local art community. Okay, yes. Agree with that, obviously. I think it's super exciting what Allie Gass is doing with the ICA.
Yeah, he's probably on their board.
The DeYoung has really stepped up their efforts on the contemporary side.
Oh my God.
Where curator Claudia Schmuckley is doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. So are both of our university art museums, the Cantor at Stanford and the Berkeley Art Museum.
Both of our university art museums.
Well, I do
museums.
Like the Berkeley.
Like
the
this
Berkeley
guy only
art
thinks
museum.
There's two art museums.
And the Cantor does good things. I don't fucking know. See, doesn't this just make you feel even more and more like, wow, the New York Times was right, actually?
No. It just makes me want to like exist outside of the fucking, outside of New York standards. Like, we don't need to have the same standards. Like, we are doing something else. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Stay in New York if you don't like it.
Just
it's okay.
Do shit in the fucking on the sidewalk, guys. Like, fuck it. It's fucking expensive here. We need to fucking go squat in all the empty houses and like fucking reflect lasers off of each other's crotches with little triangular mirrors like Toria Cummings.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like a Gaussian and Pace. It's like if they thought, just because there's money here, like, do you think these, like, I don't think I don't equate Silicon Valley tech dudes with, like, art, with the art world. I don't.
No,
so it's like
all.
That was just, they're bad for thinking that was going to be what was going to happen.
Well, did they think that, though? What
they
the
must
fuck
have.
Were they thinking?
They must have. Why else would they move out here? Because there's money. And they're like, if there's money, there's going to be people buying work that's fucking overpriced.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, well, but you know what it really makes me feel? And this is my final word on the matter. Unless we have further words later and we reserve our right to yield the balance of our time back to ourselves. But Maysoon, I feel that it just makes me want to recommit to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast.
Cute.
And really be going balls to the wall towards episode 300.
Oh my God. What episode are we on now?
What are we
going
to do for the 300th episode?
We still need to do our Lake Merritt walk, and maybe we can get Alex Harris out for that one.
Oh, God, but we can't do it now, Maysoon. It's just full of dead fish.
Oh, shit. Is it really? Have you seen
that?
There was
the toxic algae bloom.
I know,
yeah, dude.
It's so
I took
scary.
A video of it.
You
it's on
did?
My Twitter account.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, it was horrifying. I got super depressed by that. Mm. I'm sad that we talked about it. Okay, Maysoon, so let's do something really great. Maybe not at the lake, but we're going to do something absolutely opulent.
Okay, cool. Let's do something. That sounds fun. Okay. 13 episodes away? Oh, my God.
Something like that. Okay, Maysoon, let's start our Google Doc from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations
Pine Tree.